as Congress prepares for another high-stakes funding battle over immigration enforcement. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen spoke from Kansas City over the weekend during a briefing on border security, federal funding, and the future of ICE in the wake of the 76-day partial shutdown. He was joined by Missouri Republican Mark Alford.
We kept our promises. We kept our word. We passed full funding for the Department of Homeland Security four separate times. Unfortunately, the Democrats in the Senate reneged on a deal that was previously agreed to because they didn't like the way that the Department of Homeland Security was deporting and repatriating criminal illegal aliens. They walked away from a bipartisan agreement that would have kept our law enforcement fully funded and operational. And that reckless decision has left ICE and CBP in limbo at a time when threats against our homeland are on a rise. And believe me, they are.
However, according to the annual threat assessment of the U.S. intelligence community released in March of this year, the most likely terrorist scenario involves U.S.-based lone offenders, not immigrants or foreign actors. But Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen warned that concerns are mounting ahead of the upcoming FIFA World Cup, with 11 U.S. host cities expected to welcome millions of visitors during the tournament's 78 matches.
Well, we have 5 to 7 million visitors that's going to be coming to the United States. So, yes, USCIS, State Department, we're working hand in hand. Keep in mind, every team, 8% of the tickets are specifically for their fans. So that's even including the Iranian soccer team that's coming in. 8% of their tickets are for their fans.
The two called on Congress to pass additional funding for officers and agencies ahead of the World Cup in June. Representative Alford specifically called for the use of reconciliation to advance the funding package.
Congress must act urgently through the budget reconciliation process to deliver multi-year funding for ICE and CBP. We've got to make sure that they are funded, and that's what this reconciliation process is all about.
Reconciliation is a legislative process used to expedite budget-related bills. It allows measures to pass the Senate with a simple majority vote, bypassing the chamber's usual filibuster rules and likely Democrat opposition. But the decision to advance a narrowly focused budget reconciliation bill later this month has sparked debate among Senate Republicans over whether to pursue an additional reconciliation package before the midterm election in order to advance more of President Trump's agenda. Some Republican senators are pushing for a reconciliation package this summer that would allocate additional funding for the Department of Defense. But senior Republicans on the Senate Appropriations Committee are pushing back, warning that repeated use of reconciliation could further weaken Congress's traditional appropriations process and diminish the committee's influence over federal spending decisions. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, who previously served on the Senate Appropriations Committee, commented on the debate.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a way to fund government. But because of the political theater that the Democrats continue to play, we have no choice. President Trump said, fine, let's do it through reconciliation, and we'll do it for 3 years. That way, they can't continue to play games with our men and women out there protecting us every single day.
Mullen explained that a 3-year funding timeline was selected to align with the next presidential election cycle. Washington Senator Patty Murray spoke from the Capitol and criticized the Republican strategy and what Democrats describe as an effort to sidestep bipartisan negotiations.
In using this process, Republicans will leave out all of our longstanding bipartisan accountability measures. So more money for ICE, less accountability. Republican senators are practically lining up to fork over another blank check for Stephen Miller's deranged mass deportation regime, all paid for by the American taxpayer. More money for ICE to violate your civil rights, all while Trump's tariffs drain your wallet and Trump's war jacks up the cost of gas.
On May 4th, Senate Republicans unveiled a $72 billion reconciliation package that includes funding for ICE, Border Patrol, and President Trump's controversial White House ballroom. To move forward, the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee have until May 15th to release their version of the package, a deadline they have now met, marking a key step towards President Trump's June 1st deadline for passage. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.